Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Hot mess last night. Congrats to the Raiders. I won $50. Did you bet the game last night?
I was too nervous. I needed to see a little bit from
the
Raiders.
You know who bet the game last night? Liv Moot.
Liv did bet the game last night. Liv had a good weekend.
She did. I wish I would have listened to her.
Yeah, I did. I listened to her about the Steelers covering and the Cardinals covering.
She
took the under.
I was two and three on my five, and I overthought the room way too much. I already have my 5 picks for next week. I was so mad at myself last night. I've already seen the lines. I've already made my picks.
That was such a great, like, opening, you know, with the fans, Vegas.
Well, for years... when the NFL started moving, they moved the San Diego team, they moved the St. Louis team, they moved the Oakland team. And I had said at the time, this is too much. And a lot of it was because I was feeling it on the West Coast. I'm like, you got musical chairs out here.
Yeah.
They were right. LA Rams feel so much bigger than the St. Louis Rams. That stadium itself is just, ratings pull. The Raiders are a perfect fit in Las Vegas. And let's be honest, Justin Herbert in Los Angeles, it's going to be big. It's going to be big.
It was just fun. You got Buffer and the DJ, and everyone's going crazy.
DJ, was he scratching? Was he doing that?
They don't do that anymore? Records anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Steve Aoki. At one point in my career, I was doing some scratching.
I saw him live over the summer.
Who?
Steve Aoki.
Was that the DJ?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I don't know Steve. I'd like to know him though.
I don't. Yeah. I would love to see. I would love to see Colin in a club, a Vegas club.
Oh, you want no part of me in a club?
Actually, the DJ was awesome, but the club we were at, I can't remember the name of it, but it has like this like matrixy thing hanging from the ceiling, and it was like mesmerizing. And then they had like girls come down from the ceiling. It was fun. Anyway, very Vegas. They completely leaned into it. I like when cities lean into whatever it is they do.
That's who we are.
And like Vegas was leaned in, so Vegas.
It was so great.
It was great.
All right, here we go. Now, this is the herd hierarchy, my top 10. As I tell you all the time, when I started doing this top 10, what I hated was people that did a top 10 just on teams that won. What, you're going to tell me good teams never lose? We've had one undefeated team in the history of the league. I'm going to move a team out because they lose. Sometimes you get a punt block. Sometimes it's bad weather. Sometimes you play another great team. Here we go.
Herd hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to Colin. Number 10.
The Buffalo Bills are number 10. They had more yards than Pittsburgh, more first downs than Pittsburgh, more third down conversions than Pittsburgh, won the time of possession battle. They got to the red zone four times. They allowed the fewest yards in the NFL this weekend. Total yards allowed. Fewest allowed in the AFC was Buffalo. They had a punt blocked and lost the game. Pittsburgh couldn't move the ball. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass. They couldn't do anything. And they blocked a punt. And yes, the Steelers' defensive front is excellent. Buffalo's the better team. There is no question. With the better quarterback, Bills at 10.
Number 9.
Denver, you got to keep your eye on him. They average 6 yards a carry. And the Giants' defense is good. Teddy Bridgewater was fantastic. He completed 77.8% of his throws. And they won the possession, time of possession, by over 10 minutes. We have said it all offseason. They got real players. Elway got real players. George Patton, the GM. This is a real roster. They got to get the quarterback right. And they decided, as a franchise, we can win games if we just don't turn it over. And they're right, because they looked really impressive. This is a playoff roster. Whether they get there, we'll see.
Number 8.
Arizona. Not sure what to make of them. Their defense had 6 sacks on Ryan Tannehill. They only allowed 3.8 yards a play. That was the best of any defense in the NFL. Kyler Murray, 4 touchdowns, first 5 red zone trips. Listen, they went all in the offseason. They said, we already have Chandler Jones. We're going to get J.J. Watt. We already have DeAndre Hopkins. We're going to go get A.J. Green. They have drafted Buda Baker's an elite safety. Isaiah Simmons. They got dudes like all over the place. They may be a fourth place team in their division. They'll be the best fourth place team in the history of the league because they are fast and wildly physical.
Number 7.
49ers. Don't love the way they finished, but they did lead 41-17 with 2 minutes left before the wheels came off. They were the highest scoring team in the NFL this weekend. And let me give Jimmy G credit, because I like him a lot more than you do. He does lose his confidence quickly. I mean, they drafted his heir apparent, so that's never good for a quarterback's ego. But he was 6 for 7 on passes 10-plus yards down the field. That is the highest percentage of any quarterback in the league in week one. Believe it or not, Jimmy G.
Number 6.
Listen, the Cleveland Browns lost to a great team. Okay, they still averaged 8 yards a play. That was the most by any team in the league. They have to play a certain way with Baker. They got to play with a lead. They got to play with a run game. And once they started trailing and you ask Baker to throw into a defense that knows he's throwing, he's not the same quarterback. But he's talented enough to win the division. I have him winning the division. Now, their defense struggled on third down. But again, it's Mahomes. Everybody's going to struggle on third down against Mahomes. So I don't want to take too much of that. This is still a very good football team that I think wins their division, and it may win it by a couple games.
Number 5.
I don't know how many of you watch the Chargers, but they were 14 of 19 on third down. That's 74% on third down against arguably the best defense in the NFC, a defense that gave Tom Brady trouble in the playoffs. Rashawn Slater, their left tackle, was a monster. Chase Young, non-factor at rush end. The defense allowed the fewest yards, passing yards, by any team in week one. Some of that is because they Washington went to their backup. They were so good on third down. Herbert was so under control between Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. They are a tough, tough team to defend in late downs.
Number four.
Buccaneers. Listen, if you can turn the ball over four times and win, I didn't think they played well. I did not think Tampa played well. They turned it over to a highly explosive offense. Cowboys got four turnovers. They gave Dak the four turnovers, and they lost. So Tampa, Brady was one of two quarterbacks in the league that did not get sacked. I think the unheralded part of this team is their O-line. We thought that was a huge issue when Tom came down. We said, New England's always got great O-lines. Tampa doesn't. Tristan Wirfs, Ryan Jensen in the center. They're really good up front. They're really good up front, and Tom's got plenty of time to throw to those weapons.
Number three.
Seahawks. Listen, Russell Wilson had the highest completion percentage in the league. Their defense got 10 hits on Carson Wentz, and that's against an elite offensive line. They look really polished. Wide receivers, run games. Listen, they got five running backs here. Their special teams are good now. They got five running backs. So don't be shocked if they don't move a running back before the trade deadline. They have a surplus of running backs. There's not a lot here I don't like. I think they're thin on the offensive line. Don't love them at center. I think they're thin up front. But now that Dwayne Brown is in, Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams, you have elite, elite players. And their pass rush this weekend was special.
Number two.
Kansas City. You overcome a 12-point deficit to a roster as good as Cleveland. It's impressive. Mahomes now 3-0 against Baker Mayfield. That's not a shot, but it tells you he's never lost to Lamar Jackson. He's never lost to Baker. And those guys are winning a lot of games now, right? Like, this is a real good football team. It is the most score irrelevant team in the league. The score doesn't matter. They play as well behind as in front. I can't say that about any other player in the league except Tom Brady and maybe Russell Wilson. The score with 8 minutes to go is largely irrelevant with Kansas City, and it's incredibly relevant to virtually every other team and every other quarterback in the league. Mahomes now is 11-0 in September, but the concern is defensively, they need Frank Clark back, and they need Honey Badger back because they got pushed around a little up front.
Number one.
Listen, we knew the Rams were good. It looked so easy. Chicago has been making the playoffs and been decent last couple years. They were 8-8 last year. That thing, that last half, that wasn't even close. And now they got the Colts on the road this weekend, the Buccaneers coming up. But the one thing the Rams have missed in recent years, I think we'd all agree, they don't have much home run pop. They had two 50-plus touchdown passes. They had two all season last year. They had two against Chicago. So I think they saw in the offseason they wanted more Mahomes-like pop. They wanted to be able to go over the top like a Buffalo or a Tampa. They wanted big play offense, not just brilliant 9-12 play drives from McVay's brain, and they delivered with Matt Stafford. I thought they were the best team I saw, and I thought they were good coming in. Do you know the last quarterback to lead the Jets to the AFC East title? It's the same quarterback, the last quarterback to lead the Dolphins to the AFC East. Same guy, Chad Pennington. New England won that division for a long time. One quarterback gave them a little hiccup. Chad with Miami and Chad with the Jets. Decade in the NFL joining us live. All right, let's talk about this. I said you can lose a game. Baltimore, I think, is better than the Raiders, but they lost last night. That was a tough spot. I think Buffalo eventually is better than Pittsburgh, but they lost last night. So I don't judge a player or a team just on the results. You're not going to go undefeated. So I watched Zach Wilson against Sam Darnold, and Sam had better numbers, and Sam had better protection, and Sam's got more weapons. But my takeaway on Zach Wilson in the second half was, once he got his feet under him, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. What did you make of Zach Wilson?
Well, I think Jet fans should be excited. I think what you see with all of these rookie quarterbacks, you're going to see moments of brilliance. And then you're going to see moments where they're rookies, right? And they're learning. And like we've always talked about, because the patience isn't there anymore in the NFL, our rookies and young quarterbacks are having to make mistakes on Sundays in front of all of us instead of being able to make those mistakes behind closed doors where no one knows. And so when you watch Zach play, you saw great pocket awareness. I thought you saw great pocket mobility, extending plays. And then you would see sometimes where he's struggling with the timing or the accuracy of the plays that are being called. So that's just part of the rookie maturation process.
Sam Darnold had better numbers. He's never been an artistic thrower. He's not. He was a linebacker in high school for a while. Zach's a much prettier thrower of the football. But what did you make of Darnold's performance, the former Jet?
Well, Colin, I saw a confident quarterback. I saw a quarterback who was very decisive in his decision-making. He made plays with his arm. He made plays with his legs. I think this is part of the patience that I always preach with our quarterbacks. And so Sam, with the change of scenery, and he's got a different air about him, and he's playing well, and he played well Sunday, and he showed that.
You know, Tua, I've said about Tua, I do feel like when I watch Mac Jones and Tua, it's a little of the same, which is I kind of feel like the play has to be dialed up and schemed for them, and then they're very accurate throwers of the football. I don't feel like there's a lot of – I'm not going to get a lot of, you know, if the play breaks down, somebody misses a blocking assignment. This is not Josh Allen, Lamar, whatever, guy, Kyler that can run around. What did you – you know, and listen, we've got rumors here that Deshaun Watson, Miami, was kind of interested. What did you make of Tua's opening performance, and what do you make going forward of him and the Dolphins?
Well, I think there's certainly talent there. I think your comment is right as far as Mac Jones and Tua. They're more of in-rhythm type of quarterbacks. Set your feet, let the ball go. Don't extend plays as much as some of our other quarterbacks, but that doesn't mean they can't be successful. I think they're both great passers, and they're learning. I mean, they're young, and so they come from a system in Alabama where they've been taught football correctly. They understand reads. They understand protections. All those different things, everything you hear about Mac Jones as far as his study habits are concerned are off the charts. And so both of these guys, they have a long way to go, but the talent is there. The potential is there. They just may do it differently. And that's what I like about the quarterback position. It takes all kinds. Look at Tom Brady. I mean, he's being a master in the pocket right now. And I heard you talk about the protection with the Buccaneers. I think some of that is Tom getting the ball out of his hand. I mean, he's getting to the number one, number two receiver pretty quickly, and that is really, really tight coverage. I think Tom has actually gotten more accurate as he gets older and more mature.
So Carson Palmer came on yesterday, and it was interesting. He said, he goes, listen, playing quarterback in this league is hard. It's hard when everything's right. He goes, if right. You're spending the off season contemplating retirement and fighting with your GM, he's like, that's just a layer of stuff that I, he said yesterday, that he goes, that's just too much for me. I it's just hard to win on Sundays if you have the better team. Aaron, in the first week, you know, I'm not going to make judgments. I'm not a psychologist on being disengaged, but it just didn't look right to me. And I don't think it's coincidental. He was at odds with his team all off season. What did you make of week one?
Yeah, I certainly don't think it's coincidental. We have always talked about in professional football trying to eliminate distractions. And there's no doubt that this was a distraction for him, for the team, all of that. And so that's the type of performance that you got yesterday. Now, Aaron would say that that's not a distraction and he can play better or we can play better as a team. But like Carson said, it's hard enough to play well and win football games when everything is just right, much less when there are little things on the outside that are just kind of upsetting the apple cart, so to speak. Now, Aaron is a professional. He's been through this before. He can get this corrected. But as long as he eliminates these distractions and just focuses on football, don't worry about Jordan Love or anything else that's going on. Focus on 2021 being the best quarterback he can be. He'll get it corrected.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I watched the Raiders last night. I've always been a fan of Derek Carr. He doesn't have a huge arm, but I think he cares deeply. He and Lamar both, they really are professionals. They really deeply care. They're totally focused. There's no distraction. You know, they're just different styles of quarterbacks. But, you know, watching Derek and Lamar last night, it's like you said, one of the reasons I love this league, there's more than one way to do it. You know, when Lamar fumbles, people kind of freak out, but I mean, do you have any long-term concerns about Lamar? I don't, because I think he's such a playmaker that he compensates for some of this. He's not a beautiful thrower of the football. What do you make of Lamar as a quarterback?
Well, I was thinking about that very issue, and what we have to remember about Lamar, he probably handles the ball more than any player in the league because he's so involved not only with the passing game but with the run game, and so much is put on his plate to make plays in the run game as well. So I think there has to be a little bit of leniency there as far as the fumbles are concerned. Now, when you're in the pocket and you're a passer, you have to heighten your awareness even more. And he knows that. You can tell he was distraught about what happened there late in the game last night. So that's the piece that I would really focus on for him, is that when I'm a passer in the pocket, I've got to have two hands on that ball. I've got to protect that ball as if my life was on the line, because it quite frankly is, as far as your team in those crucial moments. But I think he'll get that corrected. I want to see him mature as a pocket passer. When he does that, he will then take the next step in his career, because at the end of the day, quarterbacks can extend plays, they can run around, but you have to be an assassin in the pocket for your team to be most successful.
When you retired, I think you had the highest completion percentage in league history at 66%. Right now you're fifth all time. Take me through this. Completion percentage. How much of it is arm? How much is pre-snap? How much is film study? How much is routes and practice? You did not have a cannon for an arm. You had had surgeries, but you have this remarkable completion percentage. What I mean, I watched this weekend, Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater, the guys were like in the mid-70s on this stuff. It's insane. Why did you have such a high completion percentage, and what do you credit it to?
I credit it to three things. Timing is number one. It's one thing to be accurate when the guy is standing still or he's already open, but when you can anticipate that he's coming open and you're actually throwing to a spot that, quite frankly, he's not there yet, that's the number one key right there, is timing. You certainly have to be accurate and hit the easy ones. In the NFL, you don't get the easy ones back. So when you do get simple throws, you've got to hit those and be 100%. And then third is decision-making. Sometimes you can have an accurate guy, but if he's not making good decisions, his completion percentage won't reflect that. And so part of completion percentage is decision-making, knowing when you can take a chance, knowing when you shouldn't take a chance, knowing what type of ball to throw, how to talk to your receiver with the ball, put it on a certain shoulder or a hip, or throwing a second base throw so he goes down and protects himself. All of that comes into play as part of your decision-making process.
By the way, Chad's the only player in league history to win Comeback Player of the Year twice, and he's an ambassador for the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year. It's honoring student-athletes who have to overcome either sickness or injury, other challenges. A credit to the game, the ambassador for the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year. Look it up. You're such a smart guy. Herm Edwards always tells me, he said, if Chad Pennington doesn't get hurt, I'm still coaching in the NFL right now. He just said you're the smartest guy I ever had. It's great seeing you again.
Great seeing you guys, too. Thank you so much.
All right, Chad Pennington. Chad's one of those guys. He was directing traffic. When he retired, I believe, I could be wrong, but I think he had the highest completion percentage in league history, and it was more of a running league then. I mean, now, you see these percentages now? It's not that crazy to see a guy completing 75% of his throws. Teddy Bridgewater was, and that Giants defense is good. Have a pass rush. It's like just the game's changed.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by.
Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This weekend on Fox, start Saturday strong with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame show at 10 a.m. Eastern, live from Norman. Then at noon Eastern, dual threat Adrian Martinez leads Nebraska against Spencer Rattler and third-ranked Oklahoma. A huge Big Noon Saturday begins at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
By the way, if you did not hear my opening rant on USC football, it was a passionate plea for the conference and USC. Oh, you're going to do it in Herdline?
Yep.
No. Well, I'll just go to Herdline and comment about it. Go ahead.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I was going to let you go. USC has fired head coach Clay Helton. The decision just came 2 days after the Trojans suffered a big 42-28 home loss to Stanford. And school said they are seeking a change in leadership. Helton called coaching at USC the opportunity of a lifetime and thanked all the students, players, and fans. Dante Williams will serve as the interim head coach. He was under contract through the 2023 season. And
team never got better. Players never got better. Nice guy. Just the team. His first game as a coach, they were blown out by Stanford. His last game as a coach, they were blown out by Stanford. And Stanford's not a great team right now. Nothing ever got better.
Well, his buyout was in the $12 million range, and that might have had something to do with it, especially considering the state that all college athletics are in after last year with COVID, and quite frankly, this year with COVID. His record at USC was 46-24. I'm with you, though. You were talking about your opening rant. They need to take a big swing. And when you live in Los Angeles, it's not an elitist thing. You just kind of understand the cities that you're in. When you're in New York, you know you want to hire a coach that can handle the media. You can't hire a guy that gets sensitive with the media or it's just even on the board that at any point he's going to lose his composure and lash out at the media. You can't have that kind of personality.
And in Los Angeles, you have to cut through. This is the fifth biggest economy in the world. We're busy here.
Yeah.
We got a lot of options. We do very well. This city has the perfect Mediterranean weather, stunning beaches, free to the public. We've got 8 pro teams. You can't get a coach from Cincinnati or Ames, Iowa. You got to cut through here. We got options. By the way, Los Angeles has always been a city. The Lakers always got this. The late, great Jerry Buss, who owned the Lakers. The Buss family, Jeannie, and the kids now own it. He was a genius. He always understood this. He was a USC fan, and Jerry Buss would go to the USC games, and he watched the Trojan Horse and the Song Girls, and he said, why can't I bring that to pro sports? So they created the Laker Girls. He's like, you can't just win in Los Angeles.
You can just win. We're seeing that with Mick Cronin. It took him a little while.
Yes.
He wasn't really an LA guy. And now he has established a reestablished a culture from a program in UCLA men's basketball that is very storied. But you have to win. Like, you can't come in and not be an LA guy and also not win.
When Pete Carroll was here, you didn't have two NFL teams. The Clippers were a joke. You didn't have LAFC, and you didn't have Silicon Valley money, where everybody now is distracted, has money. There's more shopping. There's more eating out. There's more leaving town. You have got to get buzz. It is not just, hey, we beat Stanford by three. When Pete Carroll was here in a far less distracted city, I knew guys in this town. You would go to a game and Denzel would be on the sideline. Jerry Bruckheimer.
That matters in LA. That doesn't matter. And that matters in a place like Texas. And it matters in a place like Miami. Might not matter in Iowa.
It doesn't matter in Norman.
Yeah, it just
there's nothing else going on in those towns. That's it. That's the only game in town.
And that's not shade. It's just the reality of where it is.
Miami's like, very similar. There's stuff going on. You got to cut through.
You either have to win or be extremely interesting.
And mostly you have to win and be interesting.
Right.
You can't pick one.
Because you're not going to go sit out at a game in 100,000 degree weather with 100% humidity to watch a team get blown out. Yep. Like, there's just options, and I'm with you. I think USC needs to take a big swing. And not just a big swing for somebody with a big name. Take a big swing on somebody with proven results and a big name. You're going to eat the money anyway.
Doug Peterson, Matt Nagy are two of my top choices. Get somebody that's not a control freak, because college football is changing with the NIL. These guys are going to make millions of dollars over the next 10 years. Get a coach that's comfortable with his players making tons of money. These college
and
coaches.
And who can play the political game that USC brings.
Yes.
It takes a certain kind of personality to do it.
You have to be big. Pete Carroll was a big personality. He got it.
Yes. So the Ravens and Raiders had battled down to the last second in a crazy game last night. I loved it. I loved every second of it. Starting with that whole Vegas presentation. It was wonderful. It was so good to see Raiders fans out there. The stadium is full of people, and they were able to pull off the 33-27 win in overtime. I mean, it was wild. Like, they scored, and then, like, it was very obvious to everyone on TV that they did not score the touchdown, so they got to clear the field. It was wild. But after the game, Lamar Jackson was upset at himself for two costly fumbles that kept Vegas in the game.
That tipped me off. You know, I hate fumble. I hate any type of turnover. But the first one that tipped me off, because we had them right. It was right down there. You know, they left punt zone. They could have scored right then and there. That tipped me off. Then the last one, just two hands on the ball. Try to have two hands on the ball. Could have just took a sack, if anything. But it happens. Football.
It's hard to ask Lamar to just take a sack. That's not really who he is.
No, it's not. And I would not put that game on Lamar. I mean, it was a tough game. Like, that's just, it is what it is. It's Monday Night Football on the road. I'm not going to put that. I mean, it was obviously a factor, but I would not say that Lamar lost the game them.
No.
But I will say, watching Lamar, and I love Lamar, and I think he gets far too much criticism, and the idea that he's not actually capable of distributing the ball, I just think is just silly at this point. But I do think, watching him run, I'm like, Lamar, get down. Like, he can't keep taking hits like this.
No, that's why these baseball players like Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson. I saw Tua run this weekend and try to slide. It looked like my dog running into the couch. I mean, it was like Tua. It was just like click, 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 click. And I'm like,
I love the edge. I love the.
But I don't. He doesn't slide either.
That they're competitors.
He gets hit.
Yeah, you got to get out of bounds. Like, Kyler is great at that. Great at getting down.
Oh,
obviously baseball player.
Well, he and
great
Russell.
At getting down. Great at getting out of bounds. It's important. It's like it's great to extend the play and you know, take risks and lean into what you are great at.
Yeah, I got no problem.
But get down.
It's like one of these things.
It's not worth the extra yard.
No, Tom Brady practices. This, I'm not joking. Getting sacked. I saw two of this weekend run to the sideline and he tried to slide and it was one of those, I'm going to slide. No, I'm not. I need an extra yard. I'm going to slide. This is a bad judgment. Clunk, 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 and gets whacked. And I'm like, you got to practice sliding.
Yeah.
All you quarterbacks, practice sliding.
I don't know if I'm saying something revolutionary here, because I'm sure I cannot be the first person to have thought of this. But, you know, maybe in these camps and these quarterback coaches that are working with these young guys, bring in some baseball people.
It's not terrible. It's a revolutionary comment. I love it.
Is it? I'm sure they're already doing that. But no, it is if you're able to slide and get down, it's going to prolong your career. Like, yeah, we want to see Lamar be able to do that, to use his spectacular talent for a long time, and getting down is going to be,
yes,
a part
and
of
it's a remarkable how bad most of these quarterbacks are at it. They're bad at it.
Well, it's not. I mean, that's a specific skill, yes, that guys work on for their entire, yes, careers when they're playing. When they're just playing baseball, forget, you know, having to learn that in the NFL. So there you go. You guys can take that tip. I'm sure you're already doing it. But
listen to her right there. Good tip.
Well, the Cowboys will be getting a key piece back this week.
Huge.
Zach Martin was activated off the COVID list, and he will be able to play on Sunday. They did lose wide receiver Michael Gallup, who's on the IR with a calf injury. Yeah. Defensive end Randy Gregory's status is up for week two, up in the air. He's been placed on the COVID list. A report from Dallas Morning News says that Gregory tested positive, but he's vaccinated and asymptomatic, so he could return after two negative tests 24 hours apart. So that's an ongoing situation to see if he's going to be available for the game. But because he is vaccinated, obviously has different protocols.
Kind of like the Cowboys this week. Gotta be honest.
They faced the Chargers in L.A. on Sunday.
I know, but they had extra time. Chargers flying all the way back, lose some time from D.C. Cowboys had Thursday night game. They get Zach Martin back. This is a very, very interesting game.
That is an interesting game. And I like the Cowboys this year. And they had a good performance against Tampa, even in a loss. I think there were some things you could take from it.
Yeah. Boy, these games. I was looking over my bets this week. I mean,
so you already have the ones you like?
Oh, I got six games. I'm going to choose five. I've already spent the money, too, because I tell you right now, I can feel it. Last week, I started outthinking
the room. It's hard week one.
None of the starters played.
Unless you live moves, it's hard week one.
It's hard. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Interesting thoughts about Aaron Rodgers' opening week performance. Interesting thoughts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers, family business, best-looking clothes, backed by a lifetime guarantee of quality. Herd listeners, 20% off with the code HERD. Go to FahertyBrand.com/HERD. FahertyBrand.com/HERD. So I think guys, at least, you know, I'm pretty good at compartmentalizing stuff. But I've said this before. If I got trouble at home, you know, one of my kids was in trouble. My wife was yelling, screaming, throwing pots and pans at me. It probably wouldn't be the best show I'd ever have. There's limitations to how much any person can qualify and compartmentalize things. So Matt LaFleur did not want to hear it. I don't want to hear about Aaron fighting with the front office. That had nothing to do with the week one embarrassing performance.
There's a national media site that, just before he got into here, published a story saying that Rodgers' uncertain status might have impacted things yesterday. Do you think there's anything to that as far as a leader goes? And you know what happened in the offseason. Do you think there's any impact at all on that, on this year's team?
No, I think this team's focused on now, and unfortunately sometimes in this league you get humbled, and certainly we got humbled. And like I said, it's about how we respond to that.
All right, okay, now let's not pretend that off seasons and the preseason don't matter a little. Let me give you four examples. The Colts had a messy preseason. They were the least vaccinated team, multiple COVID issues. Carson Wentz got hurt. Quentin Nelson got hurt. That offense was awful against Seattle at home. The New York Giants had the worst unit in the league in the offseason and in the preseason, the offensive line. The Giants' offensive line was, I said it on the air multiple times, I can't unsee it. It's terrible. It's the worst unit in the league. It was awful Sunday. Completely debilitated their team against Denver. You can't win with that offensive line. Green Bay, star quarterback at odds with the front office, scored 3 points. Lowest total in the league. Jacksonville had far more. And oh, by the way, we heard all offseason how great Stafford was with Sean McVay and how smooth and slick and sharp he looked at practice. And then he did Sunday. The offseason matters. It's always mattered. The preseason matters. You can tell. You hear rumors. You hear things. The Giants' O-line. The Colts had a messy preseason. Aaron arguing. Carson Palmer talked about it yesterday. This league is hard enough to win without distractions.
When you bring on all this criticism and all the doubt and you're asking for a trade and demanding certain things in the front office, that's just a lot for you to have to deal with throughout training camp, going into week two after an embarrassing loss. It's something that your teammates have to deal with and constantly get asked questions about. The offseason he's gone through, the training camp he's gone through, all the questions, you know, all the stuff he's got going in his personal life, those things can burden you. Those things can weigh you down. And Aaron looked like he had, you know, cement boots on at times.
Yes, the most talented reigning MVP of the league had 3 points and would have had a higher passer rating had he grabbed the ball and spiked it on every snap. Yeah, I'm going to go with it's not a coincidence. Just zany me. I'm going to go with not a coincidence. By the way, Aaron spent the entire offseason giving us signals and words that he didn't need football. That's what it looked like. It doesn't need him either. It's better with him, but he was not in that Thursday night game that set a record, Bucks and Dallas. Aaron didn't play in that game. It set a record. The Rams game got a huge rating. He wasn't in that game either. I got to be honest with you. Aaron has tried really hard to tell us all year how he doesn't need this, he doesn't need football, he doesn't need that, and that's what it looked like. He looked disengaged. It looked casual. There wasn't a ton of urgency. No sport humbles you like football. The quarterback needs the right coordinator. I mean, look at Brady last year in New England and then to Tampa. Just look at the difference. Like, you need people in this sport. Aaron can say he doesn't need people, but you do need people. You need coaches. You need support. You need offensive linemen. It's okay to admit, I need Joy. My show's better. I need Ryan. He gets me hockey scores faster than anybody in this business. You need people. It's okay. We're all a little vulnerable. Nobody can do it in an island. It's okay to just say, I need football. It makes me happy. Gives me something to do every day. I like being part of a team, a unit. Stop trying to convince us how you don't need everybody. All right, so the Raiders last night, it's interesting about this. He got in trouble a lot, but George Steinbrenner made the Yankees more interesting. He did. He made the Yankees more interesting. He was a villain. The Raiders, I watched them last night, are an entertaining mess. I mean, Las Vegas is a rebellious city. The Raiders fans are rebellious. Mark Davis, the owner, has cash and haircut issues. John Gruden's iconic and a caricature. But last night was unbelievably good for the league. They're a little bit of a mess, and it's just fantastic. This is nothing against Oakland, but Oakland always felt like they were tarping the upper deck off, and the local politics, they always felt a little shaky. It wasn't all, you never kind of, they're playing on a baseball diamond. It just, Vegas is so in on this team, and I always felt they had to get a few fans from California to fly in, and I've been told that's part of their season ticket base, but they feel like a Vegas act. They're a little all over the place, and I got nothing against the St. Louis Rams, but the LA Rams are better for the league, and I got nothing against the Oakland Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders are such a home run. This is just a little bit of a mess, and I love all of it. And John Gruden afterwards talked about one of the craziest football games I have seen in ages.
Anything like this in your career?
I died and woke up and died again, and I was like a cat. I had multiple lives tonight. I don't like playing like that. It was tough, but again, we did a lot of really good things to win that football game tonight.
I don't know quite what to make of Gruden and Mayock. I really don't know what to make. I mean, they made one of their top draft picks a couple of years ago inactive last night. They have whiffed on multiple picks, like multiple good picks. I think Joy was telling us a week ago, 2 third-round picks, they're already gone. I don't know if it's going to work, but I know it's going to work. This is going to work. The what you watched last night is going to work. I said this years ago. LA's got great pizza. But if you owned a franchise business, like let's say Pizza Hut, you need to have, even though we're not a pizza city, maybe like Madison, Wisconsin, or Chicago, or Philadelphia, you still got to have franchises in Los Angeles. It's the fifth biggest economy in the world. And I feel like this, the NFL's a franchise business. Sports gambling is legal. Vegas is a great sports city. It's an entertainment capital. One of them in America, LA, Vegas, New York. It's like the NFL needed Vegas. And the NFL doesn't need a lot. It is better with Vegas in it. That thing last night was a spectacle. It was crazy. It was a perfect moment. The first game for the Raiders with fans in Los Angeles. It was perfect.
Can you imagine how awesome the draft is going to be now that they can have it there? And then when they have the Super Bowl in Vegas.
When you get over stigmas. Oh, gambling, Vegas, watch out. Ooh, don't have. We're all over it, folks. Put teams in Vegas. It's a huge city. It's growing. I sat there last night. It was like the game was interesting. The crowd was interesting.
Well, we both love Vegas, so it was perfect.
What stays in Vegas? Well, Baltimore eventually leaves Vegas. Not everything stays in Vegas. It leaves. Hour three, next.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there.
Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.